Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. And if you're like me after the holiday, you just go, wow, I think my body needs some power. Woo, I'm tired. I've had so much that I've been doing. And, well, I have to admit, I've indulged in some goodies. Haven't we all, especially during the holidays? There are so many wonderful cooks and so many wonderful dishes that often we don't eat otherwise. But that's part of the celebration of the holiday. Well, if you're like me and you really want to sort of get yourself back on track, my guest today, James Donovan Bothell, has put out, I just think, an extremely well-done book, and it's called Weight Loss Through Yoga. Now, if you're a person that really enjoys yoga, if you've done it a little bit, a lot, whatever your joy is with it, I think you're going to find James' information interesting. And his book, as I said, is beautifully done. James, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Yeah, thanks for having me on. You know, I'm really excited. This is a really excellent forum, and we have some really exciting, important things to talk about today that can change a lot of people's lives for the better.
Well, James, one of the things I feel it's important for people to understand is that you really have gone through your own journey. Now, you're very, very much a part and involved with yoga, and it's a discipline. It is something that actually is quite gentle to the body. You don't have to go into any extreme practices with yoga. It's very relaxing, I think, but it's also such a healthy process. First, tell us how you got involved with yoga. How is it that this has become such a significant part of your life?
Well, you know, Donna, I've always been interested in yoga and spiritual things. And I started commercial fishing when I was 16 and lived in Alaska for years in a small town of a couple thousand people. And there really wasn't yoga available there, but I read books on it and studied it on my own and did postures. But, you know, whereas here in the West we consider yoga maybe mainly a form of exercise, traditionally it's a lot more than that. And what interested me even more than the exercise was the meditation and the breathing techniques and the visualization that comes with a complete yoga practice.
Now, with this, I don't know about any of my listeners, but I can remember when I first started reading about yoga, I had a big misunderstanding. I thought that this was something that only what the adepts could do. You had to go off into the mountains somewhere, live with a bunch of snakes, or do something weird. And that wasn't the case at all. It really is something that can relieve a lot of stress. It is something that can harmonize the body. And what I liked about your book, you've addressed the patterning of lifestyle today. People are on the go. And it is something that you say just a few minutes a day, you don't have to spend 2 or 3 hours sitting in a lotus positioning. You can experience it and enjoy the benefits of it with just about 10 minutes a day, which just about anybody has. How did you evolve towards this so that you could condense it down into something? And let's talk about weight loss, because this is a big... Well, let's answer the first question first, and then I'll ask about the weight loss thing. How did you evolve to being able to work this into just 10 minutes?
Well, yoga is really for everybody. And what motivated me initially to write the book was vegan yoga classes, and occasionally someone would show up who wasn't in good enough shape or were they were too heavy to do the yoga. And these were the people that could actually gain the most from it. But, you know, they would try and not be able to keep up, and then you'd realize that they probably weren't going to come back. You know, and personally, I'd gotten so much out of yoga myself. Like, it's completely changed my life. I wouldn't want to imagine what my life would be like without yoga. And so the fact that these people were kind of being denied access to it just was unacceptable to me. So when I first started doing yoga, I had quit fishing for a while. And fishing, I had developed a real big appetite, and I wasn't getting the same amount of exercise I was before, but I was still eating as much, and so I started gaining weight. And I didn't actually think of myself as being real heavy, but I remember when my wife and I got married about that time, and I overheard her on the phone talking to one of her friends who hadn't met me, and she was describing me to her friend, and she told her that I looked like Pavarotti, you know, the famously
boy
tenor. And so that kind of got my attention. And then when I started doing yoga, well, the first year I did it, I just did it a couple times a week, and not very seriously, but I amazingly realized after a year that I had lost 35 pounds. And my instructor, when other guys would come to class that just starting that were kind of heavy, she would say, Don, you talk to him. So I finally, you know, realized after, you know, I had started to get more slender myself that that was a benefit from the yoga that I had never anticipated. And, you know, overweight is really a common problem in our culture, and really cultures all over the world now with our diets changing and people living more stressful lives, not getting enough exercise. You know, exercise is an interesting thing. I was just reading where in order to burn 600 calories, a person would have to either run or swim for 50 minutes. And 600 calories, as anybody counts calories knows, is nothing. And yoga isn't really an aerobic exercise to where you know, there's a lot of exertion and calorie burning, but people who do yoga notice that suddenly they start losing weight. So something's going on, something that we don't really hadn't recognized in Western medicine, and that's what I did with the book, is explore these other things that are going on with yoga that cause our bodies to find their ideal weight. And it turns out that yoga has a lot of solutions to our modern lifestyle. You know, our bodies are really amazing. I mean, we're living in such stressful environments, and we're, you know, breathing all these pollutants and not getting enough sleep and, you know, oftentimes eating foods that aren't really good for us. But our bodies miraculously keep self-correcting, and they have a genetic idea of what our ideal form is. And what the only thing that prevents us from being in that ideal form is obstacles. And these obstacles in our body can be corrected through the use of yoga. And then the yoga allows the body to express itself in its most healthy form.
Now, one of the points that you bring out in your book, you say being too heavy can be thought of as a symptom. Everything is interconnected, and this is a holistic approach. And you made some other comments, like we all know someone that can eat and eat and eat and eat. Whenever anybody says this about someone, gee, they eat like a bird. Birds are always eating. I mean, they're constantly feeding, just like cows are constantly feeding. And it's an amazing thing. Look, they're just consuming volumes, and they never put on a pound. And then you have someone else that'll say, gee, all I do is look at something, and I put on 5 pounds. And there's this connection, the body-mind-spirit connection. And you broke it down into five koshas. Now, first, what are the five koshas? Because that may be a term that some people are not familiar with. And what are they?
Well, talking about the koshas, yoga looks at the body, the physical body, like Western science and medicine does. But through thousands and thousands of years of observation, they perceive the body on a lot, on more levels than we do in Western science and medicine. And they see a physical body that's on a certain vibrational level, and we perceive that body with our physical sense organs, our eyes and ears and nose, and they see other bodies that are on more finer vibrational levels, and you have to learn how to perceive those bodies by tuning yourself into those vibrational levels. And kind of a breakdown of the names of these bodies, the first, the most gross is the physical body, and just above that, there's what they call the prana body or energy body. And the energy body is what is the difference between us just being a bunch of minerals and chemicals and actually being a living thing. It might be thought of as the spark of life. And the yogis realize that this life, it travels on the breath. And it animates the body. And everywhere in the body there's life. There's this energy, prana. And it's much like the same theory is in Chinese medicine. Actually, the Chinese got the theory of medicine that they used that for acupuncture from the Indians. Like Buddhism, it traveled to China, although the Chinese mm-hmm. would be lax to admit that. But they think or know that this prana should be moving, flowing freely through the body all the time. And wherever there's an obstacle to that flow, that results in an imbalance. And that imbalance will, first of all, be discomfort, and it can manifest itself as pain or disease or a person being overweight. You know, talking about in our, like, Western culture, it's very, very frustrating for a person to be overweight because, you know, people can sincerely try to do everything they can to control their weight, but honestly, the means we have don't work because they don't really understand the problem. Things like extreme exercise and dieting and hypnosis and even surgery are just addressing the symptom of the imbalance, which is overweight. With the yoga, we actually go inside deep enough that we're addressing the cause, which is the imbalance in the body and the obstruction of the life flow force. And we correct that, and then the body corrects itself. You know, it's such a beautiful thing because, you know, most of us don't have time to exercise a couple of hours every day, and not everybody would enjoy doing that. And, you know, some people with really strong wills can control their weight by dieting, but who wants to live their life having to deny themselves the pleasures of eating? With the yoga, we can tune ourselves in to our body, actually harmonize our body to where it's performing at a peak level, and then it'll take care of all that for us.
Getting back to
the koshas, okay, then we have the physical body, and we have the prana body or the energy body, and then the next body they see is, on an even more subtle level, is the mental body, and that's the intelligence in the body that makes all the cells work, and our mind and our perceptions, our thoughts, and then beyond that, there's what they call the wisdom body. And this is where it really gets beautiful, the concept. This wisdom body is like the knowledge that everything in nature has that makes it work. You know, we're so busy in our lives, sometimes we forget to pay attention to what a miraculous world we live in. You know, that the stars are in their heavens, and the planets and the sun, and everything's moving in its place and all balanced out. And the same way with the natural world around us, you know, the miracle of a leaf or a bird or a flower, everything is so miraculous, and it all has this knowledge that it's all, everything knows how to be itself and how to do that perfectly. And the same way we have that knowledge in our bodies. Our bodies know, like each cell knows how to do what it's supposed to do. Our brain cells know how to think. Our blood cells know how to nourish us and keep oxygen flowing through our body. And all these things are happening without our conscious intervention. And
this vast
knowledge that's so much greater than our intellectual knowledge,
that's
the wisdom body. And through yoga, you can become aware of that body and start to access that and use that natural wisdom to not only keep your healthy, your physical form healthy, but your mental form and your spiritual form. It's like tuning into life on so much grander a level that...
One of the things that I want to...
The way that most of us are living with our little, daily activities and small concerns, seem so mundane. And we can live on this higher level, like do all these things that we do each day to be human, but at the same time be tuned into these higher levels and be living on this much, much grander scale. And then beyond this...
Hello, James, can you hear me?
The wisdom body, there's a body that they consider to the closest to your true self, and that's called the bliss body. And that's the bliss of just being, the bliss of existence. And when everything's in harmony and everything's working the way it is and all the obstructions are taken away, that's our natural state. That's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be in bliss. And these,
it's
much like the Bible,
Hello?
Where they talk about taking your light out from under a bushel basket. Well, all these teachers and all these religions and philosophies through history have all understood in different ways the same thing. And what yoga sees, like the self, is like this light that's shining, and then each one of these bodies is like, say, a lampshade around it, and then the light shines through these different bodies or koshas, and then what we perceive on the outside of that, that's the person. So when a person gets tuned into all these different aspects of themselves and can live fully in all these aspects, then other people can see that.
Okay, James, I wanted to stop you for just a minute and to ask you a question, because your book, thank you, your book has so many very, very fine illustrations, and the various points that you're bringing out I think are quite significant. You ascribe to the fact that there can be a 10-minute exercise that can be done. And I know we don't have those visuals where my audience can see that. But I did want to address some of the breathing exercises. I really wanted to talk about some of those, because those we can describe on the air. And again, your book is Weight Loss Through Yoga. How does the breathing make such a difference? One of the things that I wanted to address, because your book is a beautiful visual, you have some very, very fine photographs in here, which is easy for someone to follow. The book is of a size they could lay it down on the floor next to wherever they're wanting to practice it. And we're not able to see that because we're on radio. But what I did want to talk about, I wanted to talk about the breathing exercises. Because the breathing exercises, one can do anywhere. One could effectively do it in the middle of a business meeting if they were really, really stressed. Or you could do it sitting at a red light in your car or washing dishes at the kitchen sink. There are things that you can do. Why is it that the breathing exercises are so important, and how significant is it when you're doing the yoga?
Well, like I said, the theory behind this weight loss is a lot like acupuncture. It's energy moving freely through the body. And yogis know that this life force energy, it travels on the breath. The breath is an interesting thing because it's one of the natural functions. Like we have a sympathetic nervous system that our heart operates and the different cells operate, our digestion and stuff, that's all being taken care of without the intervention of our conscious mind. But breathing is one of the things that can be done automatically, or it's something that we can intervene in and control ourselves. So using different breathing techniques, we have the ability to change things in our body. We have a form of control.
Okay, give us an example. Give us an example, James, so my listeners can practice. They can check it out for themselves. Give us an example.
Well, okay, like one of the things that's really brings the message home is real obvious is we have a Chantale, which is called it's a cooling breath. And if a person gets overheated, they can sort of stick their tongue out a little bit, make kind of an O with their mouth, and then just breathe in and out real fast over their tongue. And you can feel right away your body starts to cool off.
Interesting. Now, you also have... you have that breathing exercise, and then you talk about breathing through the right nostril, the left nostril. What does that do?
Well, you know, they talk about right brain and left brain activity, and, you know, different hemispheres of our brain control different functions. And one thing that it's real easy to observe that we're not really usually aware of in our Western culture is for the majority of the time we're mainly breathing out of one nostril or the other. And yoga through observation came to realize that only for a couple hours every day are we breathing out of both nostrils, and that's about sunrise in the morning and about sunset at night. And other than that, we're predominantly breathing out of one of the or the other of the nostrils. And so there are breathing exercises we can use to, if you want to do things that are right brain activities, you know, things that are more creative or spiritual, you can emphasize your breathing out of your right side, or left brain activities, which are more things like mathematics or, you know, practical things, you can breathe out of your breathe with your left side, and it'll enhance those parts of the brain. But with yoga and meditation, what we want to do is be working at our fullest capacity. So there are breathing techniques that we can use to make it so we're breathing out of both sides, both nostrils, at any time of the day. And then we're functioning at our full capacity. And also, yoga looks like the channels that the energy travels through in the body, the main channels are along the spine. And along the spine, along these channels, there are junctions called chakras. There's seven of these. The lowest one is at our sacrum, and then the highest one is the pineal gland at the in the brain, and what each these endocrine glands control all of our body functions. They control our metabolism, our moods, how fast we grow. All body functions are controlled by the endocrine glands, and each one of these endocrine glands is analogous, is in the same place along the spine as this channel for the life force energy. And they actually receive life force through these chakras. And so one of the things we do is we breathe concentrating on the chakras, and where one thing that yoga knows is that energy follows attention. Like an example of that would be that you're not usually aware of, say, your toes, but if you focus your awareness there, your attention, then you can feel the energy in your toes. But these channels of energy, by focusing on those, then we can increase the flow of energy, and it's just like a pipe. If the water is moving through the pipe sluggishly, then it'll tend to adhere to the sides of it and eventually block it. But if the energies water was moving rapidly through the pipe, then it'll actually clear off things that are attached to the side of it. And that's basically the same principle. And also, one of the analogies I use is the analogy of a wood stove. Like, the reason people are having trouble controlling their weight is, through an imbalance, their metabolism isn't functioning properly. And that can be thought of like a wood stove, where if you turn the damper way down, you can put a little bit of wood in the stove, and that wood will burn all night long. But if you open the damper up, then that same wood could be burned and completely gone in an hour. Well, the food that we're taking in is the same way. People that whose metabolism isn't functioning properly aren't burning the nourishment they're taking in, and it's being deposited on their body as fat. Whereas if the energy, the life force, the prana was flowing through their bodies the way it should be, then all of that fuel, the metabolism would be stimulated to where it would all be burned, and they wouldn't have a problem with their weight. You know,
there is one of the things, James, too, and I know we're running out of time here, so forgive me for interrupting you, but I do want to mention that you bring out some very good points. One in your book is relating to the common cold, which is something that so many people get plagued with. You talk about various aspects of how the body can be helped to stay well. Now, I know we're just about out of time here. You have not only a very good explanation in your book relative to yoga, but you also have the photographic process of a 10-minute exercise program. You go into more detail on the breathing exercises, which we talked about a little bit here. But I think really your example of a wood stove, opening the damper, and improving the body was a very good example to use. And here we are in this time of the year when so many times we're finding, like a friend of mine I talked with, he had two breakfasts yesterday morning because he was in visiting two different families. Then he had a big lunch. Then he had a big dinner. I mean, there was all of this that was going on, and it seems like there's like a week of this kind of celebrating for a lot of people. What is your website that people can go to?
Well, the website for the book is www.weightlossthroughyoga.com.
Okay, and, so it is the title of the book.
Yes, www.weightlossthroughyoga, all one word, .com. And the book's available online through Amazon and Barnes & Noble and about a dozen other online sellers. And also, it's in a lot of bookstores. And if the bookstore doesn't have the book, they can get it because it's available through all the wholesalers, so they can order it for you. You know, this book can really do a lot of good for a lot of people. What I kind of like to do, if I have a second, is just go through and tell you the chapters of the book. And
no,
I think
we won't have time, James. James, we're not going to have time because we are just about out of time. Won't be able to do that. But for those of you listening, the book Weight Loss Through Yoga, this is something that allows you to see how you don't have to go through a lot of stress to be able to enjoy wellness. Yoga is something that enables you to work comfortably with your body. And you don't have to be extreme with this. And I think there's a lot of very, very good tips that James has, and again, the photography in it is excellent, and the knowledge that he shares for overall wellness is great, and I think the absolute best of it is how your body's metabolism can change so that you can lose weight easily and comfortably, adjusting your body to where it really wants to be. James Bothell, thank you so much for being with me today. It's been a pleasure having you as a guest. I'm sorry for
a little bit of
technical problems. It's my pleasure. And for those of you listening, we're taking a break. We're going to be coming back in just a moment, so don't go away.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now. Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. I hope you had an absolutely marvelous holiday. I know I did, and my word, I was talking with our engineer when I was on break, and I said, boy, I was up until all hours trying to get everything in order because we had a house full of guests, as I'm sure so many of you did. And by golly, I'm so glad I did it because this morning I got up and everything was in order. Have you ever noticed that when you have a lot of clutter around you, when you just have all kinds of stuff around, you get sort of frustrated and you feel very much out of sorts? It's an irritation. Well, I think that that is something, as we're evolving towards a brand new year, I think that's one of the things that we need to give ourselves the opportunity to make an evaluation about. What is it that we want to declutter about our lives? And I think that sometimes it's very hard for us to let go of things, whether it might be personal habits or it might be something in the way of a discipline that we want to bring into our life. Sometimes it's just getting rid of stuff. And I find that, honestly, every once in a while, I have to make an assessment. I really have to sit down and say, what is it that I need to remove in my space? And I don't know about you, but boy, I find that that is very, very important to me. And sometimes, to be able to declutter, we have to give ourselves permission to have downtime. Downtime, where we are not going to be subjected to phones, to computers, to anything else. Maybe all we do is sit and watch a bunch of hummingbirds at the hummingbird feeder. But we deliberately get quiet. And it is not something that is comfortable for a lot of people to do. And I think it really enables you to take back your own power as an individual. And you know what? I really think that as we're getting ready to enter into this new year, and we have passed the day of whatever it was, the end of, of the world or the cycle, as so many perceived it to be, on December 21st, which passed, as you know, very nicely. And here we are. What is it we want to do with our lives? What is it that is most important to us? And these subjects we're going to be chatting about in the coming shows. Oh, by the way, the phone lines are open, and if you would like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I wanted to share a story with you about a woman by the name of Mary Pinkney, and she had a granddaughter who was 9 years old. Her granddaughter's name was Shantee, and she said, I wanted to set an example for my granddaughter. She said, my granddaughter, Shantee, needed some help with her third grade math, and I couldn't help her. She said, when I started looking at what she had to do, I realized that I needed to go back to school, because I really couldn't communicate with her at all. And she said, I figured that here she is 9 years old. If I don't do something to educate myself, how am I going to really be able to help this child if she needs it? Now, the reason Pinkney thought that this was so important is that she was a high school dropout. That's right. 40 years prior, she had left school. She had raised a family. She had been a very, very positive citizen. She contributed well to life. She was 61 years old now. She decided, if I'm going to be able to help my granddaughter, Shantee, I must finish school. So she went back to school. Now, she had to work. She worked at a seafood plant. She went to school one night a week. That's all she could do. She had too many other responsibilities, just one night a week. It took her 4 years to complete her studies for a high school diploma. But she got it. She was 61 years old. Now, what happened also in the process of those 4 years, she became an honor roll student. Well, she had a young member of the family whose name was Alvin. And he watched Mary Pinkney go to school. And he said, wow, I dropped out of school. I better finish my diploma, get my high school diploma, and then I think I'm going to go on to college. Alvin, after he finished college, told people, Mary Pinkney showed me what I could do. Now, the circle of result was very interesting. Here's Mary, who goes back to school because she wants to help her granddaughter. There's a cousin in the family, Alvin. He's inspired by what she does. She became inspired by Alvin because of him going to college. Do you know what she did? She joined him in his computer technology class at Brunswick College, which is where he was attending. How many times do we do something because we're inspired by another human being? How many times do we feel like we are compelled to grow out or step out of our comfort zone because there's a need? Inspiration. It is a phenomenal thing. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. We have a caller. Hi, caller. Happy holidays. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Donna. Happy New Year. How are you?
Well, I am just doing marvelously. I hope you've had a marvelous holiday season. First name or initial, please, and where are you calling in from?
Donna, hi, it's Pat from Connecticut.
Ah, Pat. Well, in Connecticut, do you have snow on the ground? Did you have a white Christmas?
We had a little, which was really nice to see. It was really our first, so it was very sweet. How about you?
No, thank heavens. We had rain, and all of my guests were able to arrive. I had one year, because I've been doing Christmas dinners and things like this for so many years, we had one year where the snow and ice was so bad here that I thought I was going to end up with 10 tons of food and nobody there to eat it. And I was ruminating through my head, gee, what am I going to do with all this stuff? But everybody showed up. I guess my cooking was okay.
That's
snow and ice. Yeah. That was one Christmas. So, did you want me to yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. That's all right. We have a time delay here, so that's fine.
Okay. If you have anything to say, that's great, but I do have a quick question about my car.
All right. Why don't you ask me about your car, and then I'll give you a spontaneous.
Been trying to find the leak for months now. My mechanic says it's so small, just wait a bit till it gets bigger. Unfortunately, I went to emissions, and the guy came out and said, you know, you automatically fail because your check engine light is on, so now I need to get it fixed. And we can't find a leak. Can you help me with that?
Well, I think it's not just a leak. I think there's something else that is going on here. You actually have multiple items, and I'm looking at a very small part that literally has become corroded. So I would say, dependent on the type of vehicle that you've got, if you have a mechanic, you need to go that says, I can't find it, which these tiny leaks are pretty tough to find. Sometimes you have to have your engine cleaned so that they can put in the dye and then they can see where the dye is. But this is something that can be really, really troublesome. It can be very, very hard to find. So you've got more than one component, though. If your engine light is going on, there is something else that is happening, and it could easily be part of your electrical system. So I would try to maybe get another opinion and tell them what happened with your vehicle when it was tested, the engine light going on, and say there seems to be something in the system. Could there be more than one component, and how are we going to find it? They're going to find it, but you're going to be told about some very, very small parts in the engine, and it's just age. They've just deteriorated.
Yeah.
And you've got a combination of these things. So it's not good, it's not bad, it's just the age. So what I'm looking at for you otherwise, Pat, is that you are going to have two sources of income during the new year. And you're going to find yourself very pleased with the opportunity to be able to make this additional income. It's going to upset your comfort zone a little bit. But you're going to be asked by one individual if you would work with them part-time. And you're going to say, yes, that'll work just fine with me. What is it that you want? And they're going to end up wanting more hours from you than what you would have anticipated. And all I want to say is this is not permanent. And once you start, you need to know that. So if you get the extra hours, don't be concerned. Just make your adjustments, do those extra hours, and then all of a sudden, very abruptly, that is going to stop. So I am looking at about a six-month cycle. And this will be a part-time temporary job, but it's going to be just perfect for you. But I want you to not be discouraged or concerned, gee, I don't have time for this, I don't have time for that. I just want you to flow with it because it's not permanent. Then there is some other positioning that I'm seeing you getting. This is a secondary one. Apparently, this is a position of work you would really like to have on an ongoing basis. And so there will be an opportunity for you to gain a level of expertise with a software system. And I want you to have a good sense of humor with this because I guarantee you, you're going to feel like your brain is mud half the time. And you just need to have something cute or funny, a cartoon, a happy face that sticks its tongue out at you or whatever, saying, oh, you did it again. And you just have to laugh and make light of the fact that you are learning something that is contrary to your normal processing, mental processing patterns. But once you get it, you're going to have it down. And it's really going to serve you well. And there will be a gift of a computer that is going to come your way, and it's going to surprise you, because it is not something that you're going to have to go and spend $2,000 to upgrade. It's like it's already comes to you, ready to use, ready to put into positioning, and you're going to say, this is almost too good to be true. But it is true. It is true. It is valid. So I want you to do a vision board for yourself, because this is one of the things that you've wanted. I want you to get a bunch of magazines. If you have to go to the thrift store to get them, wherever it is, just get a whole bunch, and I want you to get a poster board, let's say from the dollar store. You don't have to spend a whole bunch of money. And then get out the glue, put on your favorite music, sit in a place where it's nice and sunshiny and nice amount of space, and just have fun cutting things out of magazines. Pretend you're like 6 years old and you're cutting out paper dolls. But you're cutting out those things that mean the most for you for this upcoming year. And I'll tell you what, you're going to be amazed at 2013 and how much you are actually going to realize. You are going to be amazed. Absolutely amazed. So you need to have that, because you're breaking an old patterning from the past. You're breaking an old patterning from the past. I got to go on break, my dear. You have a fabulous, fabulous week, and thanks ever so much for calling.
This is a great New Year's gift. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, dear. The same to you. Donna Sebo here. Phone lines are open, 888-627-6008. We're going to be back in just a minute.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. Well, weather is colder, and by golly, our little furry friends, our little feathered furry friends, you might say, they're going to be getting pretty hungry, and we have for a good deal of time, often with various leftovers that we have. We have a little space out in our yard where we put bread and things like this out, and our local crows, just they're the best garbage disposal processing unit you could ever have. And also, I found squirrels, like if you put out oatmeal, they love their nuts, they love all kinds of things. Well, I came across some wonderful ideas for those flying friends that we have, and it really is So they're so easy to make, and it enables them, when their food supply is just next to nothing, it enables them to have what you might say a healthier winter. And sometimes winter, depending on where you live, like here in the Pacific Northwest, can really come in raging in January, February, and sometimes even in March we get some real, real bad stuff. So here are some things that you can do if you would like to have those beautiful, beautiful birds in your environment. Well, if you want to contribute to their well-being, peanuts. Now, we all know that they're very high in fat. They won't freeze. And so for winter feeding, it really is a good thing. Now, this is something kids can do. They can make a chain of nuts in their shells. And what you do, you take a good-sized needle with a string, and you make like a garland out of these, and you can, you know, hang it up on a tree branch. And the squirrels are going to love it. They're absolutely going to love it. Birdseed. Now, this is something I know many of you know about, and that is using fat. Now, you can use coconut oil. You can use lard or suet, whatever you prefer. And you can order it on that online if your local store doesn't have lard or suet, but most stores you can buy a small brick of lard. And you take a half a pound of whatever is your favorite bird seed. Maybe you want to use a specific type of seed for certain birds that are in your environment during the winter. And then you add to that, you have 3/4 pound of breadcrumbs or crackers, and also you can put nuts in there if you want. So you need 3/4 pound of breadcrumbs, cracker crumbs, minced nuts, whatever it is that you choose to use. And then you put that in with a half a pound of bird seed and a half a pound of fat. And you just mix it all together. And then what has been recommended is that you take, if you have a good-sized cookie cutter, and just pack it inside the cookie cutter, because it's going to be easy for you to get out with all of the fat. But just put it inside the cookie cutter where you make a mold, and then that way the birds will be able to peck at it and to pick the seeds out of it. And if you want to speed up the process, you can stick it in the freezer for about an hour and then take the bottom of a metal skewer and pierce a hole for hanging. And then you just thread a piece of string, something that's good and strong, that'll be able to withstand the winds, and hang it up on a tree bough where the birds can get to it. It's just absolutely marvelous. Also, you can take your tree if you're going to be taking it down, let's say in about a week after the new year. If you're going to be taking it down, you can take that tree if you want, put it outside. If you're living in an apartment, just put it in a little pot outside, and then you can put all kinds of things on the tree so that the birds will come in. You'll get an entertainment performance that's just absolutely incredible. You can take pine cones and stuff the pine cones with peanut butter and seeds or fruit. You've got strings of peanuts. You know, you can do all kinds of things. Unsweetened cereal you can string and put up on this tree. I thought that was a great idea. When I saw that, I said, now that's a fun thing. And if you have children, they could just have a wonderful time working with it. It's all natural, and they get this marvelous activity of the birds and squirrels, of course. They just are so inventive. They come around. They're just absolutely marvelous. I do hope you've had a terrific Christmas holiday. Well, the holiday week is not over yet, and I'm sure you're going to be celebrating with other friends and family. And I want you to know tomorrow we're going to be talking about lipstick and the leash. Oh, this is a wonderful, wonderful book on dog training. And Camilla Gray Nelson is going to be my guest. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Joe Mason. And the title of the material is Bankrupt at Birth. Now, this is about our children, and it is how their Social Security numbers are being confiscated, and so are the Social Security benefits. This is all about fraud at a level I don't think any of us ever thought was going to evolve. Big time crime wave that's happening right now in an environment that we thought was safe. So this is what's coming up this week. I invite you to join me. I'm so delighted you were able to spend this time with me today, even with all of your busy schedules. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your friends. And take time for yourself. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless and have a magnificent day. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.